AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a dangerous Category 3 Hurricane Idalia as it steams its way toward Florida's Big Bend, where it's expected to unleash life-threatening storm surge, destructive winds, and rainfall when it makes landfall later this morning. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The worst winds likely to be now a Category 4 as this storm makes its way north with 130-mile-an-hour winds at landfall, then a Category 1 at the South Carolina-Georgia border by the afternoon. By tomorrow morning, it is offshore of North Carolina.
Idalia is arriving during a supermoon and a king tide, which could add to the storm surge. People who live along Florida's west coast were ordered to pack up and leave and told emergency crews wouldn't be able to reach them if they decided to stay. Correspondent Christian Benavides is in Crystal River.
Strong winds, torrential rain, and rough waves slammed Key West.
It's pretty scary. It's kind of crazy.
Heavy flooding in Fort Myers. Parts of southern Florida are already feeling the effects of Hurricane Idalia before it makes landfall today.
A state of emergency has been declared and evacuation orders issued for dozens of Florida counties, with deadly storm surges expected to reach as high as 15 feet in some areas.
Emergency managers are bracing for large-scale power outages. Almost 50,000 customers in Florida are already without. The EPA is now going through the ruins of wildfire-ravaged Maui before they clear away the debris. CBS Honolulu's Chelsea Davis is there.
Once that area is deemed safe, they will be allowing access to residents and business owners. The United States Army Corps of Engineers has been selected by the state and Maui County to lead the efforts to remove the fire-damaged debris left behind by the historic fires.
The Justice Department has busted up a hacking scheme that booby-trapped emails with mal-links. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
The FBI called it Operation Duck Hunt, a worldwide investigation to take down the notorious Quackbot hacking network. Cyber experts say that it is malware originating in Russia, which has infected more than 700,000 computers worldwide.
One hospital chain that was hacked was forced to shut down some of its services. The man convicted of orchestrating the January 6th attack is scheduled to be sentenced today. CBS's Chanel Call has the details.
Prosecutors are seeking 33 years in prison for Enrique Tarrio. It would be the largest sentence yet related to the attack on the Capitol.
S&P futures down 6, Dow futures off 5. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's Macy's Labor Day sale with end-of-summer specials, like 30 to 40% off Levi's for him and for her, 70% off fine jewelry clearance, and 60% off luggage from Samsonite, Delsey, Travel Pro, and more. Or get an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Star Rewards members can earn even faster Green Star Money bonus days at Macy's. Availability and duration vary by store location. Details at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. it can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 75 today under sunny skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again. Tonight, lows around 46. High temperatures reach up to 79. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Warmer Friday and Saturday with highs from the mid-80s to the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlife will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.org/nightlight. That's joyengine.org/nightlight.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
The simple click of a seatbelt can mean the difference between life and death. But don't just take it from me.
As a nurse for the last 34 years, I've seen way too many people seriously hurt in crashes because they weren't wearing a seatbelt. Please protect yourself. Spare your family and emergency responders from needless trauma. Buckle up. Every seat, every trip, every time.
A life-saving message sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 75 today, under sunny skies, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again, tonight, lows around 46. High temperatures reach up to 79, tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Warmer Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-80s to the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
Season, like, I've never cheered for him before, and this season it feels like it's going to be the most exciting season in a really long time. Like, this feels when I was on campus, it was the Fall Belongs to Ball campaign with Monty Ball's picture across all the buses, and he broke the touchdown record for the NCAA, and this feels more exciting than that.
Really?
I didn't think that that was possible.
I agree. I think it's super exciting. It reminds me, I was around as an old man when Barry Alvarez first came to Wisconsin, and there's that level of excitement. It really is. It's great.
It's a palpable time right now.
By the way, we were going to try to be on location at Camp Randall. I called today, got through. I was beat out by a different show. Mike Heller's show beat us out.
Dang.
I know. But if you had to lose to a guy, Mike Heller's a decent guy to lose to. So congratulations, Heller. We'll be somewhere there on Friday for a special 3-hour show. Thank you, Luke. You're spectacular. Don't go anywhere. The Tom Ball Show is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. Now blowing at 130 miles an hour, Hurricane Idalia is now aimed at Florida's Big Bend as a Category 4 storm.
Idalia has been supercharged by the warm Gulf waters, and the expectation now is that it will reach Category 4 status, meaning top sustained winds of at least 130 miles per hour. The storm's slight left turn has taken the anticipated landfall zone east of Tallahassee into the relatively sparsely populated section of Florida's Big Bend region.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Tampa. Evacuation orders up in 22 Florida counties.
The governor warning people in this part of Florida have never seen a storm like Idalia.
You got to go back to the 1800s before you would see a path like this. And so those coastal areas there, you know, have not necessarily been through this before.
Coastal communities are at the highest risk, but inland residents, people as far as Georgia and the Carolinas, also bracing.
ABC's M. Nguyen also reporting from Tampa. This is ABC News.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
10 years ago, we opened with a single location. We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display of artistically created glass pipes and products. Today, you've helped us grow to 3 successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
Why get one when you can get two during the buy one, get one lens offer at Ula Eyewear? Save up to 75% on your second set of lenses when you buy one now through August 31st. Have a favorite pair in need of new lenses? Buy one and re-lens your favorite. Stop by Ula Eyewear in the Hilldale Shopping Center and seize this offer before it's gone. See clearly, save clearly. At Ula Eyewear, Madison's premier eyewear shopping destination. Exclusions apply.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. How about that, Mr. Zommers? Luke Mathers, what a great guy.
Always, gotta love him. Gotta love him.
Hardworking guy. Makes you laugh. Makes you think.
It's good to see him in such good spirits right now that the wedding's done.
Right.
Such a huge stressor off his back.
Exactly. Chilling out. If you want to just hang out. And I've done it, by the way. Just sit out and a guy that, or a person you want to just like have a beer with, Luke Mathers is the dude.
By the way, Jeff Perry has sent a message on Facebook.
Yes. Let's see. Well, thank you. Inspired by Rick from Racine, I am paying it forward by paying your $134 Spectrum bill. Somehow I feel that's a joke, but I appreciate that.
We've got it in writing.
We've got it in writing. That's fantastic. Wouldn't that be great, though? Yeah. I gotta pay that bill. I get it. But we'll see. Technician number five. I feel like, you know, in honor of Bob Barker's passing, I feel like I should decorate my apartment tonight. Kind of like what Kramer did on the old Seinfeld show with the Merv Griffin set. I feel like if I could have like the old or an earlier version of the Price is Right set and say, you know, as he opens the door, technician number five, come on down. You're the next contestant on Spectrum Technicians at Todd's.
And will we get it with? Will we get it in five without going over 10 technicians?
I feel like that's been my experience for the last 2 months. I'm an endless loser when it comes to getting the right Spectrum person to fix this. But maybe tonight, let's be hopeful. Maybe
we'll find out.
Maybe tonight. Appreciate all the calls, all the people calling in today. Here's the next thing I want to talk about. Our last half hour, leading up, by the way, to the 3 o'clock hour, our great friend and host, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. Matt has talked about this issue. Our friends at the Lincoln Project, particularly Trygve Olson, who, by the way, is going to be on Thursday this week and not tomorrow, has some things going on. So we're moving the Trygve segment to Thursday this week. But I want to talk about this no labels stuff going on. How do you feel about no labels? This no labels party running a candidate or a ticket in the 2024 presidential election. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Our friends at the Lincoln Project have put together this great primer called Myth versus Fact, the truth about no labels. This is fantastic. I want to go through some of this today, and maybe we'll finish up with Trygve on Thursday. From the Lincoln Project, No Labels, as they call it, is a secretive Washington, D.C.-based dark money-funded organization attempting to put a third-party candidate on the presidential ballot in 2024. Despite their best efforts to obscure their real intentions, their actions will only support Donald Trump's re-election next year. In this document, and those to come, the Lincoln Project will expose no labels falsehoods and provide truth in their place. Remember, Lincoln Project is predominantly made up, not all, but predominantly made up of folks like me who are former Republicans, although they were much more successful in politics than I was. These are people that worked for former presidents like George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, candidates like Mitt Romney and John McCain. People were part of the mainstream. And then with Trump in 2016, they were like, this is just a bridge too far. This is a guy who goes against the norms and is going to ruin democracy. And so they left. I left prior to that in 2011 over voter rights issues. But these are former Republicans predominantly who understand and know things at the highest level. Because here's the secret, not really a secret, but even down in Milwaukee last week, Rick Wilson, the co-founder, and Trygve Olson, the senior advisor at Lincoln Project, and they weren't telling me and Kristen Bry who they were talking to. They kept confidences, but, well, a couple of the names they did, but I'm not going to repeat them. They're like, the funny thing is, these guys and gals that are still in the Republican Party who are still working for current presidential candidates, they're still texting one another privately and calling one another and giving them inside information because they know that Trump and Trumpism is not what's good for America. So I want to give you that context. This is who put this together. All right. Here's myth number one. The myth. A no-labels, quote-unquote, unity ticket has a viable path to 286 electoral votes. Remember, in the United States, we do not elect a president through popular vote, but we vote, and then each state has a set number of electoral college votes, and you have to get to, you know, 275 is it, or 287, 285 to win the presidency. So this myth out there is note that the No Labels Unity ticket has a viable path to 286 electoral votes. Here are the facts. There is zero chance a third-party ticket can win the presidency. It's never happened before in American history. They have no chance to score 33% of the electoral college, never mind 50%. In order to pull off what they claim as their plan, quote unquote, No Labels would need to achieve the impossible. Win all battleground states and a number of strong Biden states, including this home state of Delaware. Most states No Labels can hope to win, only to be attainable by fracturing Biden's vote share in the state. Among Democrats, Joe Biden maintains a 77% approval rating, which makes winning Democratic states highly implausible. Lincoln Project goes on and says this about the facts. The election polling site, 538, says, quote, "The electorate is composed of many moderates and a smaller group of independents who don't lean toward either party. But the share of the electorate where these traits overlap is actually small. Only about 5% of voters were both independent and moderate," unquote. The translation? There simply aren't enough truly independent voters who will vote for No Labels so they can win. A No Labels victory would be the unlikeliest victory in American history. It could only happen by sparking a political revolution never before seen. Did Joe Manchin or Larry Hogan seem like the inspirational figures capable of pulling this off? And remember this, No Labels knows this, which is why chief strategist Ryan Clancy has spoken about the No Labels plan to utilize, quote, "faithless electors," unquote, and undermine the 2024 presidential election within the Electoral College system by bargaining any electoral votes they may receive. What does that mean? So it means that, let's say that No Labels gets a few electoral votes. For the sake of argument, let's say they focus on Wisconsin and that Joe Manchin and Joe Lieberman is the unity No Labels ticket. Let's say they invest millions of dollars here and somehow they win Wisconsin's electoral votes. And therefore, nobody reaches the magic number of electoral votes needed to get a winner. So then No Labels negotiates and says, well, who's going to do the most for us to get our votes, our electoral votes in the electoral college? And the person that they're going to negotiate with is Trump and the Republicans. So that's myth number one, is that the No Labels Unity ticket has a viable path to 286 electoral votes. They simply do not. What say you? What do you think of this No Labels party? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Luke talked about earlier, you know, I'm no spring chicken, 53. But, you know, I'm happy at my age, don't get me wrong. But like Matt Flynn, I've seen some stuff. I was around the first election that I really was volunteering in 1980. John Anderson was an independent, got a lot of coverage, didn't do well at all in the Electoral College. Ronald Reagan went on to a sweeping victory. 1992, so far the most successful independent candidate for president in American history, Ross H. Perot, had endless media coverage on Larry King Live back when that was the only game in town. All right? And what Ross Perot did, even though he got a lot of coverage, he truly had a group of people that thought it was going to be a revolution. You know what Ross Perot did? For better or worse. He handed the presidency to William Jefferson Clinton. George H.W. Bush would have won re-election handily in 1992 had it not been for Ross H. Perot, and William Jefferson Clinton was elected with less than 50% of the vote. There is no way that No Labels in 2024 has anywhere close to the energy of Ross Perot in 92. Therefore, they cannot win the presidency. All they can do is cause havoc. And it's not going to take much havoc to put Donald Trump back in the White House. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Richland Center. We were just there yesterday. Tom in Richland Center, appreciate you listening, my friend. What say you?
Yeah, listen, Jim Hightower used to say the only thing in the center of the road is a yellow line and a dead armadillo, but he was from Texas, so I guess around here it'd be dead deer.
Right, dead deer, that's good.
The problem with third parties is we don't have a kind of voting system that lets a third party thrive. If you want to talk about third party, we've also got the Green parties and the Libertarians and these other people, but the two corporate parties want to keep it so that they're the only ones that get any love. Mm-hmm. And then the third party there, this the new one, it's just a copy of the first two. So to have Manchin, he's got nothing to offer for anybody. Mm-hmm. He's got a nice boat in the Bay. Is it Chesapeake Bay or one of them over there? And he's just he's a rich guy. So they got nothing for regular people. And they're just trying to be spoilers.
I agree. But do you agree with this assessment from the Lincoln Project that No Labels has no chance of winning the Electoral College?
No chance of winning, but then doing a lot of trouble.
Right.
The instant runoff voting is a chance we got. There's places that are doing this. Even Alaska had some stuff. I think out east are doing it. There's all kinds of possibilities to make this voting system more fair. But just having a third party that's very corporate-based, it's billionaires behind it. Don't think it's a working-class thing. So
100%.
Anyway, you have a good day, Todd.
Appreciate you, Tom. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. If you'd like to be like Tom, bye. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. The No Labels Party. What do you think of it? On the text line, feel free to text us as well via the Civic Media app. You can download it on your iPhone or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll pop up. Takes less than a minute to download. It is free. It is what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. On the Civic Media text line from WAUK, Steve from Milwaukee says, quote, No Labels is just a sabotage pack looking to steal Biden votes, unquote. Could not agree more. Could not agree more. It is an attempt, and Tom from Richland Center is exactly right. If you follow the money, which is always a great thing to do in politics, follow the money. Who is predominantly funding No Labels? They are rich Republican donors who want to see Donald Trump elected. More myths, more facts. From No Labels. After this, don't go anywhere. We see you on the lines, as our friend Matt Flynn says. Don't go anywhere. Your calls after this. This is the Todd Allbowles Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
With your friends and family, Banyan Companies can help. At Banyan Companies, they'll provide you with financial consultation, accurate financial statements, 24-hour maintenance, and a customizable plan designed specifically to meet your unique needs. Say goodbye to the daunting task of property management. Call Banyan Companies today at 608-234-4870. That's 608-234-4870. Or log on banyanmgt.com.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz school started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. High temperatures reach up to 73 today under clear skies. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 77. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday, and highs from the low 80s to the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 3 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from national news and weather, and 10 minutes away from our friend Matt Flynn and his great program, Matt Flynn Direct, taking all callers, listening, and then giving you the facts, as only an attorney with prosecutorial experience can tell you. Also former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. As we say, we've seen some stuff. Matt Flynn certainly has. He'll take your calls and have the latest on history in the making. Matt Flynn Direct coming up after the news at the top of the hour. Do not miss it. Right now, No Labels Party. Getting a lot of airtime, a lot of press. Trying to create this sense of, oh, you know, there's so many people that don't like either Trump or Biden, neither Republican or Democrat. If we only had a third alternative, No Labels is it. Don't be fooled. No Labels has one goal in mind, and that is to help the reelection of Donald J. Trump. Let's go to the phones, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jerry in Madison. Jerry, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, Todd. I'm completely opposed to No Labels. I agree with the previous callers in terms of its backing, but the biggest reason is it would give the election to Trump, which would be a disaster. And we had third parties with Nader and with Jill Stein in previous years. There's nothing wrong with the idea of a third party, but this particular year with Trump and all of his problems and all of his corruption would be a terrible idea to have No Labels on the ballot. And I very, very much oppose them and support the comments in the previous callers.
Appreciate the call, Jerry. Thank you so much. I could not agree more. And you bring up an interesting point from 2016. All these Democrats, these progressives that said, well, I'm not voting for Hillary because she's gone too mainstream and I want to send her a message. Well, they did. 23,000 of them voted for Jill Stein in Wisconsin in 2016. Donald Trump won Wisconsin by roughly 23,000 votes, the same number. If you add up the number of people in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania of which Trump won by and won the presidency, you could fit all those people in Camp Randall Stadium this Saturday, less than 80,000. So yes, third parties can make a huge difference. Jerry, that was a great call. Really appreciate your perspective. Jerry in Madison, thank you very much. Let's also keep it in Madison. Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, I said it to you yesterday or the day before, and I know we can't do anything about it in 24, but it's another reason to get rid of this nonsense of an electoral college, and we wouldn't have to have the discussion at all. One person, one vote. That's a true democracy. And what's funny and ironic about all this, when I mentioned that the other day, I don't know if I mentioned the fact, you know what what Donald Trump said about that?
Tell me.
He was totally against the Electoral College in 2012, called it a sham right. and a travesty. Now, isn't that strange? The very thing that put him in office, suddenly, when he can just, just loop just the right things together and get in via the Electoral College, then it's a great thing.
Funny how he calls himself not a politician, but he sure acts like it.
Yeah, he sure does, because right. he changed on a dime about that.
Great call, Dick. Appreciate you. Agree. We need something better than the Electoral College. Agree about that. Of course, we both know it's not going to happen for 2024, but totally agree with you. Agreed. On the text line from Matt in Germantown, WAUK, says, will Trump run as an independent if he does not win the Republican nomination? Because if so, then I'm all in for a third party. That's an interesting question. Number one, I don't see any way that Donald Trump can't or won't be the nominee for the Republican Party in 2024. But that's part of the reason that the RNC, the Republican National Committee, is snuggling up to him. Because they're afraid that Trump could run as an independent if he doesn't get the nomination. So, time will tell. Let's go to Wisco Paul on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, what say you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll make this quick today. I like parties that have platforms. Right now, the Republican Party doesn't have a platform.
Wisco, you still there?
Part of the reason...
Oh, go ahead. You cut out. Go ahead.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. For whatever reason, the Republicans are standing behind Donald Trump, and I don't have a reason why they're doing that. But no third party this year, and I like parties, like I said before, that have platforms. So, yeah. Thanks.
Appreciate you, Wisco. Always appreciate Wisco Paul on the line. If you want to call in quickly, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. 2789. One more myth about the No Labels Party. This from the Lincoln Project. Myth: No Labels polling provides that, or proves rather, that a quote unquote common sense majority of Americans will vote for their ticket. That's the myth. Here's the fact: every single poll that asks voters about a generic third party has them losing, including their own. Quote, the group's polling from December 2022, which was shared Sunday with the Washington Post, found that the unnamed moderate independent candidate was supported by 20% of registered voters, compared with 28% for Biden, 33% for Trump. No Labels has refused to publicly release any polling information that supports their electoral viability or a path to 270-plus electoral votes.
That's so weird. Right? I wonder why.
Requests for crosstabs, polling methodology, margins of error, and state polling have been denied. Given the fact that No Labels CEO Nancy Jacobson hired her husband, Mark Penn, to conduct the group's polling, we should expect the results to be all narrative and no data. Penn's firm, Harris X, has made over $400,000 creating polls for No Labels, according to their 2021 tax filing. Those who have worked for Mark Penn have repeatedly called out his refusal to release any polling details and warned against trusting anything Harris X releases as accurate. This thing is a sham. Again, follow the money. See who's funding this. They are either current or former Republicans loyal to Trump. This is going to be a race between democracy and autocracy. And remember what the communications director for George W. Bush once said. She said an election comes down to a choice, and perfect ain't on the ballot. All right? perfect 8 on the ballot. But democracy is, and that's Joe Biden. Great show, great callers. Appreciate y'all. Thanks to Luke Mathers, Aaron Zomers. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Matt Flynn Direct next. Don't go anywhere. Until then, this is Todd Allball saying keep banging on your drum.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.